hear further from the word of the Lord as we continue in the Gospel of John chapter 9 with the story of the man born blind. Then the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight, until they called the parents of him who had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, "Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see?" His parents answered them and said, "We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind, but how he now sees we do not know, or who has opened his eyes we do not know. He is of age. Ask him. He shall speak for himself." These things his parents said because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had covenanted already that if anyone should confess him to be the Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, "He is of age. Ask him." Then they called again the man who was born blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." Then he answered and said, "Whether he be a sinner, I know not. One thing I know, that having been blind, I now see." But they said to him again, "What did he do to thee? How did he open thine eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you did not hear. Why do you desire to hear it again? Are you also willing to be his disciples?" Then they reviled him and said, "Thou art his disciple, but we are the disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he is from." The man answered and said to them, "Indeed, this is a marvel, that you do not know where he is from, and he has opened my eyes. And we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone be a worshiper of God and does his will, him he hears. It was never heard that anyone opened the eyes of one born blind. If this man were not with God, he could do nothing." They answered and said to him, "Thou wast wholly born in sins, and dost thou teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, says to him, "Dost thou believe in the Son of God?" He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe in him?" And Jesus said to him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he who speaks with thee." And he said, "I believe, Lord," and he worshipped him. And Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, that they who do not see may see, and that they who see may be made blind." And some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these things and said to him, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would not have sin. But now you say, 'We see.' Therefore, your sin remains." We also read from the Heavenly Doctrine about the meaning of spiritual blindness in Arcana Celestia 2383. In the word, blindness is said both of those who are in falsity and also of people who have no knowledge of the truth. Both kinds of people are called blind, though who are meant in any one place becomes clear from the train of thought, especially in the internal sense. In John we read, "For judgment I came into the world, that those who do not see may see, but that those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees heard these words and said, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, 'We see.' Therefore, your sin remains." Here, the blind in both senses are referred to. That is to say, those who are in falsity and those who have no knowledge of truth. With those inside the church who know what the truth is, blindness is falsity. But with those who do not know what the truth is, as with those outside the church, blindness is having no knowledge of the truth. The latter are blameless. In Isaiah, I will give you to be a light of the people, to open the blind eyes, to bring the bound out of the dungeon, and from the prison house those who sit in darkness. This refers to the Lord's coming and the fact that at that time, people who had no knowledge of truth were to receive instruction. But those who are in falsity do not allow themselves to receive such instruction, for they know the truth, but have set themselves against it and have turned the light of truth into darkness, which is not dispelled. In Luke, Jesus said that they were to report to John, the blind see, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, the poor have the gospel preached to them. According to the sense of the letter, nobody else is meant by the blind, the lame, lepers, the deaf, the dead, and the poor than those who were so physically. For such cures did take place. That is to say, the blind did receive sight, the deaf hearing, the lepers were restored to health, and the dead to life. But in the internal sense, the same people are meant as are referred to in Isaiah, "Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf will be opened. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the dumb man sing with his tongue." This refers to the Lord's coming and a new church at that time, called the Church of the Gentiles, who are described as being blind, deaf, lame, and dumb. They were so called as regards their doctrine and life. For it should be recognized that all the miracles which the Lord performed always embodied such spiritual matters, and therefore meant the things which the blind, the lame, lepers, the deaf, the dead, and the poor mean in the internal sense. Consequently, the Lord's miracles were divine, as also those performed in Egypt, in the wilderness, and all the rest described in the word had been. This is an arcanum. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.